This is a question from Joe. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I'm Joe and I'm 22 years old. My girlfriend Gina and I have been dating for a year, but have known each other for 3 years. We both cheated on our partners to be together, so our foundation was weak. This year has been so fantastic that I can't even put it into words. So it sounds like Joe and Gina are getting along very well. Recently, I noticed that I am obsessed with Gina, worried that she will cheat. We both found it so easy to cheat in the past. I do not want to emotionally hurt her, so I've decided to break up with her. Now, did you expect that? I want to be a dad and husband someday. How can I deal with my insecurities and trust issues? Gina would boost my confidence and I'd become my pompous, old, arrogant self again. Joe. Okay, Joe, there is a lot to unravel in everything that you're saying. The good news is that you're 22 years old, you're relatively young, and you're reaching out. You're aware. I mean, even to call yourself a pompous, arrogant self means that you have raised your awareness that there's something about yourself that you want to change. Even to name them, even to be open and say, I have insecurity and trust issues, even mentioning that you had affairs and that was not a good foundation, and recognizing the method that you use with Gina, which is becoming so insecure and obsessed with her that it's not working, and certainly that you don't want to have a baby or get married when you are feeling inadequate inside. So where do you begin? The first place to begin is with yourself. You want to learn what makes a person lovable, and the first person any of us make ourselves lovable to is ourself. We call it by various names: self-esteem, self-nurturing, self-worth, pride, and earned pride. I don't mean that pompous, arrogant self. That's always a bogus pride. It's a phoniness. It just reeks of insecurity, not only inside yourself or to anybody that has that, but to everybody you're around. You know, they see it as pompous and arrogant. So that is not the route to go. Skill number one is to be very supportive of yourself as you start to change. It will make change a whole lot easier. It doesn't mean being supportive of yourself doesn't mean that you don't look at the things that are off track that you want to improve. You definitely want to expose them, to look at your own patterns, and to know that change is possible for you and that you can get better. So how do you make yourself lovable? Well, you want to use your mind well, and you want to look and see what patterns are undermining your happiness that you have, whether you feel like some people drink or use drugs, they take actions that undermine their happiness, and you know, they try to make it look good to themselves and okay, but they're hurting inside. Other people will use defense mechanisms such as denial, you know, I'm not feeling any pain at all, I can handle it, or they push stuff out of awareness or they evade. That's not a good idea. Pushing things out of awareness, like if you have a toothache, well, we can't push a toothache out of awareness, so that's not a good example. But if you have a patch on your skin and you say, oh my God, it looks purple and orange and green, and you think to yourself, oh, I just don't want to see it, so I'm going to wear long sleeve shirts all the time. Well, guess what? That patch is still there, and that may need attending to, and it may do you in. That may be a very dangerous patch. So it doesn't do you any good in the physical side to ignore warning signs in your body. And the same psychologically, our subconscious feeds us emotions, guilt, anger, frustration, anxiety, that says, pay attention, there's something going on in the world or in your own psychology that you want to tend to. And so the good news is that you can make yourself lovable. And I've written a book with Dr. Ed Locke. It's called The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And we don't mean the mean, rotten way to romance. We mean the self-esteem, genuine self-esteem way to romance, how to build the confidence. We mean building moral character. And by moral character, we don't mean giving up everything in your life. We mean pursuing your dreams, your goals, without ever stepping on anyone else. And building into your own character a cleanliness and honesty, thinking for yourself rather than always saying, "Oh, whatever you say, dear." Having a good sense of fairness, of justice, and being productive, pursuing a career that you enjoy, and having integrity, saying what you mean, meaning what you say, and following through. You know, I want to take care of my health. Okay, what am I doing? Oh, nothing. Oh, you know, instead of saying I'm going to the gym. So you want to take care of yourself so you can make yourself lovable. And cheating on you, the fact that you've had a history of cheating, does take that type of a toll that you say, that you mentioned, that both of you cheated, it wasn't a good foundation, and now you're obsessed with her, which is not good for either of you. You're going to create what's called the distancer-pursuer relationship, Joe. You know, at the age of 22, you're still young, you're pursuing your girlfriend, Gina. She's going to distance from you because it's too much. It's overwhelming. So if you can build your, stand back a little bit and build your own self-esteem and learn what it takes. And again, our book is a wonderful guide. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, the book with Dr. Ed Locke. I think that will give you a very good guide to romance, to helping romance endure, to helping pick the right partner, and to helping you communicate, how do you resolve conflicts in a way that's much more self-respecting. Those are all skills. I never had those. I had to learn all of those myself. Otherwise, you go by the seat of your pants, and that's not great. So you can see the consequence, getting back to the cheating, that cheating will make you doubt yourself and your partner, and obsessing doesn't create a strong bond, but you can build the skills to make romance work, and I wish you the best with that. You can build trust, you can discover what emotional intimacy is, and I hope you both find that, maybe with each other, maybe not. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Without you now. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Bad manners and habits are a turnoff. Correcting them should not be a sacrifice because a rational person wouldn't value them. When repeated often enough, the message is, "I don't value you." Correcting them will make you a more lovable partner and a better person. Such corrections are a sign of respect and of genuinely value one another. If some bad habit bothers you, such as clothes left scattered all over the floor or chewing with the mouth open, be sure to speak up in a benevolent way. Breaking bad habits is often difficult because they are actions you take automatically without conscious planning or reflection. To break them, become more aware of them and learn to catch yourself before acting.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.